A company wants to take the former Jones College campus in Murray Hill and build a self-storage facility there. It's an idea that's proving controversial among the neighborhood's residents. I'm Jessica Palumbo, here with Ennis Davis, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. Ennis, this site of Jones College, it's right there at Edgewood Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard.
Yes, it's really the gateway to Murray Hill, and it was originally constructed in 1947 as the Edgewood Theater. For four decades or so, it entertained residents in Murray Hill and Riverside and other West Side neighborhoods. At the closing of the 1980s, it was converted into the West Campus of Jacksonville-based Jones College. However, on their 100-year anniversary, they actually shut the campus down and put the property up for sale in 2017.
So you have almost 2 years this building sitting vacant, waiting for something to happen. Now the proposal is to turn it into self-storage. Self-storage has become extremely popular for developers to build around Jacksonville. Why is that, Ennis, especially in a neighborhood like this?
Urban core neighborhoods and areas like downtown Jacksonville, Riverside, and Murray Hill, as they redevelop, revitalize, and more people move into these communities, they need to have spaces to store the excess personal belongings.
Maybe you came from the suburbs where you had a little bit bigger house.
Yeah, so you move into a smaller house.
But you're still wanting to hang on to all your stuff, and hey, maybe there's going to be a new self-storage unit at the end of your street. But just scrolling through the Facebook comments on this proposal, it looks like the people who live in Murray Hill are not too thrilled about this. Why is that?
Well, there are some challenges with the site. So if this is approved, what the developer plans to do is construct a 97,000 square foot self-storage facility on the rear of the property and then reserve roughly a half acre of property along Edgewood Avenue for future infill development. Murray Hill in the last few years has seen Edgewood Avenue, its commercial core, really come back to life. Many buildings that were once decrepit and abandoned have been restored, and it's really become a site and place with new local businesses, restaurants, boutique shops. And this piece of property represents really one of the largest development sites along Edgewood Avenue, and is at the gateway to Murray Hill from Roosevelt Boulevard, where 55,000 cars pass a day. So in terms of placemaking, it's really a critical site. It can help foster a unique sense of place for the gateway of that community. But ultimately, I think when it boils down to it, many people in the community are interested in seeing some type of mixed use, whether that's grocery, restaurant, retail. That could be up for debate.
Will people have an opportunity to raise their concerns?
With that in mind, the Murray Hill Preservation Society will be hosting a community meeting at Fishwood Brewing on Monday, May the 13th, to solicit community input on the proposed development. It gives the community additional time to learn what is proposed and how it might impact the Edgewood Avenue corridor. It also provides an opportunity for concerns that can then be shared at the City of Jacksonville's public hearing on May the 24th regarding the project.
That's The Jackson's Ennis Davis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.